Welcome, Dr. Jamie Parsons Malloy, Associate Professor at the Massachusetts College of Pharmacy and Health Sciences. Dr. Malloy and her students are currently involved with Cooper Vision's Give Brightly and Generation Sight programs, both of which provide vision care solutions and resources to underserved communities. Thank you for joining me today, Dr. Malloy.
Thanks for having me.
So starting off, could you just give some background on Cooper Vision's Give Brightly and Generation Sight programs?
Yeah, absolutely. So with Cooper Vision's Give Brightly and Generation Sight programs, these allow us to provide lenses to patients who wouldn't otherwise be unable to pay for them. As we know, contact lenses can be really expensive, particularly in a daily disposable modality. And so this allows us to kind of provide these lenses and these services to patients who really, you know, don't necessarily have the means to do so.
Yeah, it definitely looks like that. And I think this program is really interesting, especially in the eye care field. So you mentioned that answer, but what are the goals of these programs as well?
The goal really is to provide care to patients who, you know, wouldn't necessarily be able to access it. And, you know, additionally, increase awareness around myopia management and, you know, kind of its utility and its utilization within the community as well.
Yeah, awesome. And then obviously you are a professor, so why did you and your students choose to get involved with these programs?
With the Generation Sight and Give Brightly program, it's an underserved patient population. A lot of them are new immigrants to the area. It allows us to just increase our access of care and provide services to these patients. And so, you know, looking at what excites us about it is really just allowing one, our students to be able to, fit contact lenses and see this through with lots of different patient populations. And then, of course, for our community, being able to be, a space where they can actually come in and get these services where they may not have been able to, in other areas that might cost a lot more and certainly where they have to pay much higher prices. We have been utilizing it for a lot of years, which is really exciting. It's changed a little bit recently with Cooper Vision, which we've been really excited about to include the MySight line of products and really to get those kids involved as well. We have different health centers that we're affiliated with, and so our health center doctors and students that see patients there will often refer in to our on-campus clinic and allow us to see patients in our on-campus clinic. And again, getting to a wider net of people because it spans across a few different communities.
Yeah, no, that's really cool that, it's able to span so widely across different communities and then also different groups of people that really need it. So that's great to hear. And then have there been any challenges you've experienced with these programs at all?
Not necessarily with the program per se. Some of the challenges that we have, particularly with, the Generation Sight aspect of it, kind of the myopia management aspect, and really just our clinic patients in general, we have a really high percentage of patients who are non-English speakers, where English is not the primary language. And particularly when you're working with children, we need the parent and the patient to be able to understand what's happening. And so we do work through translation services very frequently and utilize them all the time to be able to communicate a little bit better between our patients and, our students having that kind of communication, us having that communication with our patients so they understand what, what they need, why we're going through these therapies, why they, why they're so important. And so that's one of the biggest challenges that we have, necessarily in our clinic or kind of in working with these types of programs. It's been exciting to be able to actually provide, to get this out to lots of different people.
Yeah, and I think using a translator is obviously a really good resource to have for something like this. So I'm glad that you've been able to find like a solution for that challenge. And then I know we've been talking about the goals of the program and some of the ways it's been able to help non-English speakers and patients. So what are the benefits of using these programs with patients like that?
When we're looking at our new immigrants or immigrants to the country, they are people who really don't have health care because they haven't been here for very long. It doesn't mean that they're not deserving of our services or deserving of basic eye care needs. And so we're always really excited to be able to provide that for our patient base and for our community. We are in a community, you know, that has a really very diverse patient population. And certainly within that, you know, getting people from different countries all of the time, I think is really exciting. It certainly increases the types of things that our students get to see, but also, you know, adds that extra challenge for us about, you know, how do we kind of communicate in a way that's really effective across different cultures, in addition to the different languages that are there. But, you know, I think that that's one of the biggest benefits is, you know, since these patients don't necessarily have the means to pay for contact lenses or, you know, different services, that, you know, we can actually provide that with the help of Cooper Vision and the Give Sight, the Give Brightly and the Generation Sight programs.
Yeah, no, I definitely think that's really good that, yeah, you're just in a way giving back to those communities and then helping people with that transition, maybe from coming from another country and coming to the US. So that's awesome. And then you mentioned like your students get to see different types of patients and maybe situations with patients. So have you gotten any feedback from those students and what have they kind of been saying about this program?
Yeah, the students are always really excited about it. I mean, they love to, you know, find patients that they think could benefit, especially if they're seeing them at a health center. They do rotate through both our health center clinics and our on-campus clinics. And so they're always so excited to see a patient at a health center and then bring them into the contact lens clinic and get to see them there. They get really excited about all of those. And I always get a, like, I saw a patient we're going to refer in for, you know, my sight or, you know, myopia management in general. Maybe it's not appropriate, you know, of a lens for them, but, you know, kind of any of those means. And then certainly as students, you know, they live on a student budget. And so they can certainly understand the, you know, limited resources and being able to provide this for patients that have the limited resources, you know, they're always just really, really excited about as well.
No, yeah, that's awesome to hear. And yeah, it's cool to see kind of that relationship with the students and those patients. Mm-hmm. Awesome. So we've been talking about like the importance of giving back. So why do you think it's important to make eye care more accessible to underserved communities?
Throughout my career, or really my entire life, I mean, from the time I was little, my mom always instilled in me that we need to give back. You know, not everybody has the same means that we do, and not everybody has the same opportunities that we do. And I've seen time and time and time again how the gift of sight and the ability to see just opens up a patient's world in so many ways. You know, without being able to see well, patients can't work necessarily, they can't drive, they can't learn to drive, you know. And then on the other end of the spectrum, if we're looking at myopia management and, you know, if we're not trying to halt the progression of myopia, and, you know, these patients go on to develop these really terrible eye diseases, that adds a whole new level of challenge to the patients and kind of their limitations within their community and within the world in general. And so I think it's just so exciting to be able to provide this care to patients, to give that to them and to allow them to kind of do the things that you and I take for granted. You know, I don't think about when I have to drive to work about whether or not I can do that, or, you know, walking around in my house or, you know, in my community and saying like, am I seeing things the way that I need to? And so, you know, being able to do that for our patients, I think is just such a rewarding thing. And having our students be able to see that and be part of that as well, you know, as the next generation of optometrists, you know, it's such a exciting thing to see and to be a part of.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. And definitely helping people with those common occurrences that, yeah, people who don't wear glasses or contacts, we don't always see that and we take that for granted. So I definitely mm-hmm. think, yeah, it's a good way to help people with just those small things too. So that's really mm-hmm. awesome. Is there anything else patients or optometrists should know about these programs?
For patients, I think it's a really exciting thing that, you know, we have the ability to, you know, get lenses to people who don't necessarily have the ability to pay for them. You know, budgets tight in a lot of ways. You know, we always talk about inflation and how much everything else costs. So adding one more thing on top of that can be really taxing to the budget. So having that available and being able to provide this care, I think, is so critical. For other optometrists, you know, whether they're providing it in their offices or not, you know, we're here as well, and we're always excited to see other patients and kind of, you know, bring them in. But I think that it's such an important thing to, you know, not just look at the bottom line of, you know, how much are you bringing in every single day, but also, you know, what is the impact of what you're doing, and how many patients are you touching throughout the services, and what we can give to our patients is really exciting as well.
Yeah, no, for sure. I definitely agree. Is there anything else you want to mention that we haven't discussed or didn't touch on at all?
I would say, you know, the only other thing, just keep myopia management as an option. You know, think about that for young kids that are out there. Don't forget about, you know, that progression. There is something that we can do at this point. You know, when I graduated optometry school, that was not an option. It really wasn't something we were doing. We were just putting on, you know, glasses or contact lenses the way that we kind of think about just for vision correction, and not really thinking about the long-term aspect of it. But we now have, you know, FDA approved products for myopia management where we can slow this down and hopefully kind of decrease the burden of myopia in the long run.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much again for talking to me, Dr. Molloy, about these programs. It was really nice getting to speak with you and hearing more about them.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me again. It was really nice to speak with you too.